Will you please turn to Acts, the book of Acts?
请翻到《使徒行传》
Chapter 2,
第二章。
We'll read from verse 42 through verse 47.
我们从42节读到47节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交通，擘饼祈祷。
And fear was upon every soul.And many wonders and signs took place through the apostles' means.
众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
And all that believed were together, and had all things common.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
And sold their possessions and substance, and distributed them to all according as anyone might have need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
And every day, being constantly in the temple with one accord, and breaking bread in the house, they received their food with gladness and simplicity of heart.
他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
Praising God.And having labor, favor with all the people, and the Lord added daily those that were to be saved.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
罗马书第十二章。
We'll read from verse 3.To verse 10.
我们从第三节读到第十节。
For I say, through the grace which has been given to me, to everyone that is among you, not to be high thoughts above what he should think, but to think so as to be wise, as God has dealt to each a measure of faith.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For as in one body we have many members, but all the members have not the same office.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都有一样的用处。
Thus we, being many, are one body in Christ, and each one.Members one of the other.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。
But having different gifts, according to the grace which has been given to us, whether it be prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Or service, let us occupy ourselves in service, or he that teaches in teaching.
或做执事的，就当专一执事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。
Or he that exhorts in exhortation, he that gives in simplicity, he that leads with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness.
或做劝化的，就当专心劝化；施舍的。就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Let love be unfeigned, abhorring evil, cleaving to good.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
As to brotherly love, kindly affectioned towards one another. As to honor, each taking the lead in paying it to the other.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
We'll read verse 11.
我们一读十一节。
As to diligent zealousness, not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
May we have a word of prayer?
我们有一点祷告。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of gratitude.
亲爱的主，我们心里满了感谢。
That sinners such as we were are being called to attend thy feast.
我们这些罪人可以被你召聚在一起来赴你的筵席。
We do thank thee that thou dost give thyself to us in such a way.
我们感谢你，你自己把你这样的给了我们。
Lord, what can we say?
主啊，我们能说什么呢？
We just want to tell thee how much we appreciate thee.
主啊，我们只能告诉你，我们怎么样的，我们心里怎么样的感谢你。
We do pray that all thy purposes, that thou hast purpose concerning us, will be fully fulfilled.
主啊，我们只是要这样祷告，你在我们心里的目的，你在我们身上的目的也得到成就。
It is not for our sake, but Lord, it is for thy sake.
主啊，不是为了我们的缘故，主是为了你的缘故。
If there is anything yet being undone,
主啊，若是有我们里头还有什么东西没有被拿去，
May thy Holy Spirit do it now.
主啊，求你的圣灵现在就做。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉我们主耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。
I find it very difficult to speak after the Lord's table.
薄饼聚会以后，我觉得不容易讲道。
At the Lord's table, we have before us a demonstration of the theme that we have been fellowship with.
在薄饼聚会的时候，我们所看见的就是我们这一次聚集在一起的主题。
At the table, we see our Lord.
在薄饼聚会的时候，我们看见我们的主。
How he gave himself to us.
他如何的把他自己给了我们。
He truly is the Lamb of God.
他实在是神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
除去世人的罪孽。
And to us, he is more than that.
对我们来说，比这更多。
He is the Lamb in the midst of the throne.
他是在宝座上的羔羊。
His love has conquered us.
他的爱征服了我们。
And we cannot but worship him.
我们不能不敬拜他。
Jesus is truly Lord.
耶稣的确是主。
At the table, we break the same bread.
在薄饼的时候，我们薄同一个饼。
Though we are many, yet we are one bread.
我们人数虽多，只是一个饼。
We commune, fellowship with one another in love.
我们在爱中彼此相交，彼此交通。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
the head and the body.
头和身体。
We see it this morning.
我们今天早上就看见了。
And I hope in our spirit we do see it.
我盼望在我们灵里，我们的确看见。
I recall at the beginning of the 18th century.
我记得在十八世纪开始的时候
，there was persecutions in Europe.
在欧洲有逼迫。
And many believers had to flee for their lives.
许多信徒必须逃命。
A man by the name of Zinzendorf.
有一个叫做 Zinzendorf 的人。
He opened his estate to receive those refugees.
他把他的家业打开，来收留这些难民。
These refugees came from different countries with different backgrounds.
这些难民从不一样的国家，从不一样的背景里面来。
They all love the Lord.
他们都爱主。
And because of the Lord, they forsook everything.
为了主，他们舍下了一切。
Now these people gather together in that estate.
他们这些人在那个庄园上就聚在一起。
But strangely, they could not get along with one another.
可是很奇怪的，他们彼此不能和好。
But one day,
有一天，
when they all gathered together for the Lord's table,
当他们聚集在一起，为了主的桌子，
while they were at the table,
当他们在擘饼的时候，
the love of Christ melted them.
神的爱把他们融化了。
They embraced one another, confessed to one another.
他们彼此拥抱，彼此认罪。
And on that day, an institution became a body.
就在那一天，这众人的聚集就成为了一个身体。
And from that body, the Moravians, the gospel went to all the world.
从那一天开始，从摩尔维亚人当中的福音就传到了世界。
And it is always my desire I always long to see when God's people are together at the table.
我永远忘，我一直都愿意看见，当神的百姓聚集在他的桌子面前。
That His love will melt us together.
他的爱把我们一同融化。
And may the Lord show mercy to us.
愿意主给我们怜悯。
If you look into the heart of God,
若是你看神的心，
What do you see there?
你看见了什么呢？
You see only one thing.
你只看见一件事。
His beloved son.
就是他的爱子。
In the center of God's heart, there is His Son.
在神心的中心是他的儿子。
You cannot see anything else.
你不能看见任何别的东西。
Everything is for His Son.
所有的事情都是为了他的儿子。
His Son is the heir of all things.
他的儿子是万事的继承者。
And all things will be summed up in Him.
所有的事情都在他里面同归于一。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Have we seen the heart of God?
我们有没有看见神的心？
But if you look into the heart of our Lord Jesus,
可是你若是看我们主耶稣的心，
What do you see there?
你在那里看见什么呢？
You see the church.
你看见教会。
He loved the church.
他爱教会。
And gave himself for her.
为教会舍己。
This is the mystery of God.
这是神的奥秘。
Christ, the head.
基督是头。
The church, the body.
教会是身体。
How we need to love Christ.
我们多么需要爱基督。
Because he is the one whom the Father loved.
因为他的父亲爱他。
And how we need to love the church.
我们需要多么的爱教会。
Because this is what our Lord loved.
因为这是我们主所爱的。
So what we are fellowshipping together is not something small.
因此我们在一起所聚集所交通的不是一件小事。
It is something that should occupy our whole life.
这是一个需要占据我们一生的事情。
And by doing that, we really not only know our God, but we also are doing His will.
若是我们这样做的话，我们不但爱了我们的神，而且我们行了他的旨意。
Even though my responsibility is on the body,
虽然我的责任是讲到身体。
But I want brothers and sisters to understand.
但是我要弟兄姊妹明白
that we should never, never lose sight of the head.
我们绝不能，绝不能忘记了头。
We do not want to see the body bigger than the head.
我们不能看见身体比那头更大。
Because this is an affront to God.
因为这是对神的侮辱。
We need to see Christ Jesus, our Lord.
我们需要看见基督耶稣，我们的主。
He should occupy our whole being.
他需要占据我们全人。
And only in Christ Jesus we see the body, the church.
只有在基督耶稣里，我们看见他的身体。我们看见他的教会。
So always remember.
因此让我们记得。
This is something we should never, never forget.
这是我们永远永远不能
忘记的。We only see the body through the head.
我们只能经过头来看他的身体。
The body comes out of the head.
身体是从头出来的。
And the body is for the head.
身体是为着头的。
We have been sharing on body vision.
我们已经交通过身体的意象。
In the road to Damascus, the Apostle Paul was given that heavenly vision.
在到大马色的路上，使徒保罗得到了从天上来的意象。
And in that vision, first of all, he saw Christ.
在那个意象里面，他先看见的是基督。
He didn't see first the body.
他并没有先看见教会。
He saw Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, the Lord.
他看见拿撒勒人耶稣是基督，是主。
And to him, he yielded himself.
对他来说，他就把自己降服在主下面。
And this Damascus vision is for every one of us.
这大马色的意象是为了我们每一个人的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
may every one of us here see that vision.
愿意我们中间，我们在这里，每一个人都看见那个意象。
Jesus is not someone that can be despised.
耶稣是不能被藐视的。
He is the Lord of all.
他是万有的主。
He is your Lord.
他是你的主。
And you need to yield your whole life to him.
你需要把你自己全部的生，全部的一生，来降服在他的面前。
Because He is worthy.
因为他是配得的。
And this vision shall always fill our hearts.
这个意象一直都要充满在我们的里面。
But thank God.
感谢神。
If you see Jesus, the Lord,
你若是看见耶稣是主，
you will see his body.
你会看见他的身体。
That he has a body.
他有一个身体。
A mystic body.
是一个奥秘的身体。
Even though it is mystic, yet it is very real.
虽然是奥秘，但是这是非常真实的。
It is a body that covers the whole earth.
这个身体遮盖了整个的地球。
A body that spans the 20 centuries.
这个身体是从二十世纪以前到现在。
It includes all who believe.In the Lord Jesus.
它包含了所有相信主耶稣的人。
And it is in that body.
是在这个身体里面。
He continues to teach and to do.
他继续的说话，继续的做事。
We remember Luke wrote two books.
我们记得路加写了两本书。
The Gospel according to Luke.
路加福音。
And the Acts.
使徒行传。
In the Gospel according to Luke.
在路加福音里。
He recalls our Lord in his incarnated body began to teach and to do.
他记载到就是我们的主道成肉身他在世上开始说话开始做事。
Then he wrote the second book, The Acts.
然后他写了第二本书。
And in the beginning of that book, he said,
在使徒行传开始路加说
In the former discourse,
在我以前写的那本书
I have written about how Jesus began to teach and to do.
我记载到耶稣如何开始教导耶稣如何开始做事
In his incarnated body,
在他那道成肉身的身体里
But now he is going to write another treatise.
但是现在路加要写第二本书
It is a continuation of the first one.
是第一本书的延续。
It is the Lord Jesus continues to do and to teach.
是主耶稣继续的教导，继续的做事。
But it is in a different body.
但是在一个不同的身体里。
It is in a corporate body.
是一个团体的身体。
It is in a mystic body.
是一个奥秘的身体里。
It is in the church.
这是在他的教会里。
And that is the book of Acts.
这就是《使徒行传》。
So we need to also catch that vision.
所以我们也需要看见那一个意象。
That we not only belong to the Lord.
我们不但属于我们的主。
We also belong to one another.
我们也彼此，属于彼此。
We have a direct vertical relationship with the head.
我们有一个向上的关系。是跟我们的头，跟我们的元首。
And we also have a horizontal relationship with all our brothers and sisters.
我们也有一个横的关系，跟我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
This is the heavenly vision.
这是那属天的意象。
And the second day we fellowship on body calling.
第二天我们交通到身体的呼召。
This vision is given to us, not just for us.To contemplate.
神把意象给我们，不是让我们就看看算了。
This vision has a practical element in it.
这个意象有它实际的作用。
So with the vision comes the calling.
跟着意象来的是那个呼召。
God calls us.
神呼召我们。
To leave what was formerly ours.
是离开以前属于我们的东西。
And to go to where he will show us.
到他要指示我们的地方。
In other words,
换句话说,
he is calling us to leave behind that which will hinder us from fulfilling the vision.
他召我们离开那个会拦阻我们实现神旨意的那些东西。
And he is calling us to follow him that we may be that vision.
他让我们好跟随他，好让我们成为那个意象。
Vision is not just something for us to see.
意象不是给我们只是看看的。
Vision is something for us to be.
意象是要我们成为的。
We are called to be the very vision that God has shown us.
我们被召要成为神所给我们的那个意象的本身。
And the third session we share on body principles.
第三天上午我们交通了身体的原则。
This is our body.
这是身体。
And within the body there are certain principles or laws inborn.
在身体里面里面就生出来了有一些原则有一些律
These are not something being added on
这不是从外面加上去的
That will be legal rules and regulations.
从外面加上去的是律法，是一些规矩、规条。
These principles are within us.
这些原则是在我们里面的。
And it is a blessing if we know what they are and follow them.
若是我们知道这是什么，而且跟从的话，那么这是一个福气，是一个祝福。
Then this body will be a healthy body.
然后我们这个身体就成为一个健康的身体。
Now this morning we would like to continue with body living.
今天早上我们接着要交通身体的生活。
We know our body is for living.
我们知道身体是为了生活的。
What's the use of a body if it's not to live?
若是身体不能生活，那有什么意思呢？有什么用处呢？
The life that is in that body is to live out.
身体里面的生命是要活出来的。
If it is not living out,
若是不能活出来，
then what is that life for?
那这个身体是为什么呢？
And what is the use of this body?
有什么用呢？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
before we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣以前，
we have a soul life.
我们有一个魂生命。
Because when God created man,
因为当神造人的时候，
and when he breathed the breath of life into that clay,
当他把生命的气息吹到那个泥土里，
and the Bible said, man becomes a living soul.
圣经告诉我们，人就成为一个活的魂。
So we have an animal life.
因此我们的确是有一个像动物一样的生
命。By creation, we have that life that animates us.
我们被生下来，被造出来，就里头有一个生命，就让我们能够活。
And this life enables us to think, to feel, and to will.
这个生命就让我们可以思想，可以有感情，可以有意志。
So we are living souls.
因此我们是活的魂。
And this body of ours was used by this living soul.
我们这个身体是就是这个活的魂在这里使用。
This body expresses this living soul.
这个身体就表达了这个活的魂。
So formerly you use this body to express yourself.
因此以前你是用你的身体来表达你自己。
Your body is to serve your purpose.
你的身体是达到你的旨意。
But now we are saved.
但是现在我们得救了。
We are redeemed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
我们被我们主耶稣的宝血所买赎回来。
So this body is no longer to serve our selfish purpose.
所以我们的身体不能再服侍我们自私的这个目的。
Our body is no longer to serve sin.
我们的身体不再是服侍那个罪。
We need to present our bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord.
我们需要把我们的身体献上，当作活祭给主。
So these bodies of ours are now to be used to live out Christ.
那现在我们这个身体就让神来用，来高举我们的主。
So this is what this body is for.
这就是我们身体的目的。
So you remember the Apostle Paul says.
因此你记得使徒保罗说。
For me to live is Christ.
因我活着就是基督。
I'm crucified with Christ.
我与基督同钉十字架。
No longer live I.
不再是我。
It is Christ who lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
I now live in flesh.
我如今在肉身活着。
By faith.
是靠因信。
The faith of the Son of God.
神儿子的信
who loved me and gave himself for me.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
So you see, our bodies are to live out Christ.
知道，所以你看到我们的身体需要活出基督。
We have a new life in us.
我们里头有个新的生命。
And this new life of Christ in us
里头有基督的生命，新的在我们里面。
is to live out through our body.
这个生命要经过我们的身体活出来。
Through our consecrated body.
经过我们这个献了的身体活出来。
And so Christ can live out today.
好让基督在今天就可以活出来。
Now, this is not only true personally.
这不但就我们个人说是这样。
This is also true collectively.
就当我们在一起，在我们团体，这也是一样。
So it is more than just a matter of each individual Christian try to live out Christ in their bodies.
这不只是说一个每一个个人的基督徒在他自己的身体里面让基督活出来。
It is that we together as the body of Christ to live out the fullness of Christ.
它是让我们在一起作为基督的身体能够活出基督的丰满。
Because no one individual is big enough to contain all the riches of Christ.
因为没有一个单独的基督徒能够盛装那个基督的丰富。
All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him bodily.
所有神性的丰富都有形有体的居住在基督里。
And how can one individual contain all that fullness?
怎么可能有一个单独的个人能够盛装这么多的丰富？
It takes a whole body to contain the riches of the head.
它需要整个的身体来盛装那个头的丰富。
And it is only the body that can express Christ in fullness.
也只有身体能够充充满满地把基督彰显出来。
So you find that to live out Christ is not only an individual thing.
因此把基督活出来不是一个个人的事情。
If it is only individual, it is very, very limited.
若只是一个个人的事情，这是非常非常有限的。
It takes the whole body to live out the glory, the beauty of the head.
需要全部的身体来活出那个荣耀美丽，我们基督的荣耀和美丽。
So this body of Christ is not only to contain, but also to express the riches of the head.
因此，基督的身体不只是盛装，而且要表达那个头的荣耀和美丽。
You know, in the beginning, the name Christian was not there.
起初，所谓基督徒这个字不在，没有。
Today we call ourselves Christians.
今天我们称我们自己基督徒。
Do you know where the name comes from?
你知道那个名字哪里来的吗？
Actually, it is a nickname given to a group of people by the world.
原来那是世界对于一群人的一个绰号。
It wasn't until in Antioch.
就是在安提阿以前没有的。
In Antioch, because there were so many Gentiles coming to the Lord.
在安提阿的时候，有那么多外邦人来信主。
So they cannot be considered as a sect of Judaism.
所以不能再称为他们是犹太教的一派。
So the world looked at them and said, Who are they?
因此世界看他们说，这些人是什么？
They are not Jews.
他们又不是犹太人。
And therefore they cannot be considered as part of Judaism.
你不能说他是犹太教的一派。
Now who are they?
那到底他们是谁呢？
So finally they gave them a nickname. Oh, they are Christians.
所以他们就给他一个小名，就说这些是基督徒。
They are Christ men.
他们是基督人。
Because when they open their mouth, it is Christ.
因为当他们话嘴巴一张开就是基督。
When they gather together, it is Christ.
当他们聚在一起又是基督。
When they sing hymns, it is to Christ.
当他们唱歌又是基督。
When they pray to Christ.
当他们祷告像基督。
And they live for Christ.
他们活着为基督。
They are fully occupied with Christ.
他们基督占有了他们的一切。
So they are Christians.
因此他们叫做基督人。
Now that's where our name Christians come from.
这是我们名字哪里来，就这里来的。
At that time it was a shame.
在那个时候是一个羞耻的名字。
You remember King Agrippa said, well, with your little persuasion, you want to make me a Christian?
你记得亚基伯王说，你这么一劝就让我成为一个基督徒了吗？
That's a shameful name.
因为这个名字不好听的。
But to us now it is glory.
但是在我们来说这是荣耀。
But in the beginning there wasn't that name Christians over us.
这一开始这个 Christian, 这个基督徒的名字没有的。
So if you read the book of Acts,
因此当我们读使徒行传,
you will find in the beginning there were followers of the Lord Jesus.
你看一开始的时候，只是有那些跟随耶稣的人。
And they were in Jerusalem, they were in Antioch, they were everywhere.
他们在耶路撒冷，他们在安提阿，他们在各处。
Now how would the world identify them?
那世界怎么样来认同他们呢？
You know the world always like to put a label upon something.
那世界总是希望在一个事情上面加上一个标签。
Because without a label, they cannot get hold of it.
是因为若是没有那个标签的话，他们就抓不着。
And if they cannot get hold of it, they feel a little bit threatened.
因为他们若是抓不着的话，他们觉得有点受威胁。
So when the world look at the people, the followers of the Lord Jesus at that time.
因此，当世界看见这些跟随耶稣的人，
how would they describe these people?
他们怎么能够描写这般人呢？
You find they call them the people of the way.
你就看见他们说这些是走路的人，走那个路的人。
In Acts chapter 9 verse 2.
这是使徒行传第九章第二节。
Saul, he was persecuting those followers of the Lord Jesus.Saul was persecuting followers of the Lord Jesus.
Saul, the second verse.
Yeah, no. I'm saying something.
Oh, 对不起。Saul 那个时候是在逼迫基督徒。
And now, whom did Saul persecute?
Saul 是在逼迫谁呢？
Now, in verse 2 of chapter 9 of Acts.
第使徒行传第九章第二节。
He came to the high priest and asked of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, so that if he found any who were of the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
So these people were people of the way.
所以这群人被称为信奉这道的人。
And you find this is being repeated several times in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传里，这个字眼用过好几次。
For your reference, you can find that in Acts chapter 19, verse 9.
比如说使徒行传第十九章第九节。
Verse
23. 第二十三节。
And chapter 22, verse 4.
第二十二章第四节。
And chapter 24.Verses 14 and 22.
第24章第14节和22节。
The way.
那道。
The people of the way.
就是信奉这道的人。
Those who are of the way.
这些信奉这道的人。
Now what do you mean by the way?
这道什么意思？
Now in Chinese, 道 means truth.
中文这个道其实是真理。
But here it is not truth, it is way.
可是在这里这个道不是真理的意思，这个道是路的意思。
Our Lord Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们主耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，所以是道路。
So this is the way.
这是道路。
Now what does it mean?
什么意思呢？
It means a way of life.
这是说一个生活的一个方式。
When I first came to this country,
当我刚来美国的时候，
I was meeting with a group of believers.
我与一些信徒一起聚集。
Most of them were Americans.
大部分是美国人。
There were some Chinese there.
有一些中国人。
So when I met with them,
当我与他们聚集的时候，
oftentimes, when a few brothers and myself were together,
经常当我们几个弟兄和我在一起的时候，
and we were fellowshipping and discussing what should be done.
当我们交通的时候，我们应该怎么做？
And the brothers from America, they will tell me.
在就是从美国的弟兄们，他们就告诉我。
This is not the American way.
这不是美国的做法。
And I often argue with them.
我常常跟他们争吵。
I say it is not a matter of American way or Chinese way.
这不是一个美国做法或中国做法的问题。
Is it the Christian way?
是不是一个基督徒的做法
？Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，You know every country has its way.
你知道在每一个国家都有它的做法。
And we think our way is always the best.
当然我的做法是最好的。
But here you find a body.
可是在这里你看到一个身体。
That is so different.From all the countries of the world.
这个身体跟所有世界各国都不一样。
It is composed of people out of every nation, every tribe, every tongue.
是各国各方各民的人组在一起成为的。
But when they are together,
当他们在一起的时候
you find they live a different way.
你看见他们活出一个不一样的生活。
Not the American way.
不是美国式的。
Not the Chinese way.
也不是中国式的。
Not the European way,
也不是欧洲式的。
Not the Asiatic way,
也不是亚洲式的。
But you find they have a different way.
你看到他这个身体有一个不一样的方式。
A different way of life.
不一样的生活的方式。
The world has never seen such a way.
世界上从来没见过。
It is different from every way you can think of on this world.
在世界上你怎么看怎么找你找不到这样的方式。
And yet strangely,
但是很奇妙
In spite of the differences of culture and backgrounds,
不论有什么文化有什么背景的不同
but when they come together,
当他们聚集在一起的时候
as the body of Christ,
是作为基督的身体
you find that they rise above all these distinctions.
你看他们超过了这些不同之上
and they are not bound by any of these customs.
他们不被任何的风俗所捆绑
and they all follow a certain heavenly way.
他们都走一条，都跟随一条天路。
Well, of course, there will be some flavor there.
当然有一点点味道，这是有一点flavor.
Yeah, if that gathering is composed mostly of Chinese background.
若是这些弟兄姊妹们聚在一起，大部分是从中国背景出来的。
Probably they will be more quiet.
他们可能是比较安静。
If they were composed mostly from South America.
若是大部分弟兄姊妹是从南美来的。
When they meet, they are more lively.
当他们聚集在一起的时候，他们比较活泼。
But whether they are more reserved or more lively.
不管他们是比较保守或者他们比较活泼
You find there are certain basic similarities among them
你看他们中间有很基本的相同
They live a different way of life
他们过一个不一样的生活
So we are told that during the second century
所以我们就听说在第二世纪
There was some people trying to describe those Christians
有些人想要来描写这些基督徒。
They say now who are these people?
他们说这些人是谁
？Because they are so different.
因为他们这么不同。
Even though they live in their native country, and yet they are aliens and foreigners.
他们虽然住在他们自己的本国，却是像那个外邦人一样。
They keep the law.Of the country,
他们守本国的法律
But actually, they live above more than what the law requires.
可是他们的确是活着超过那个本国的法律
They live a life of righteousness, of purity.
他们过一个公义，过一个单纯纯洁的生活
They love everybody, but they are hated by all.
他们爱每一个人，却被许多人所恨
Now, brothers and sisters.You find this is a way of life.
弟兄姊妹，你看，这就是一个不一样的方式，生活的方式。
A Christian way of life.
是基督徒的生活的方式。
And it is for all believers at every age and throughout the whole earth.
是从古到今一切的信徒，全世界一切的信徒都过这样的生活。
So the body has its way.
因此，身体有它的路。
We as believers, we live differently from the world.
我们信徒要跟世界过一个不一样的生活。
We live differently from the Chinese.
我们跟中国人过不一样的生活。
We live differently from the Americans.
我们跟美国人过不一样的生活。
We live differently from the Brazilians.
我们跟巴西人过不一样的生活。
You find that wherever you put us,
你不管把我们放在哪里
，We are different.
我们都不一样
，Because we are walking the heavenly way.
因为我们行天路。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，The body is to live.
身体是要活的
And this is our testimony.
这是我们的见证
We would like to go to the Word of God.
我们要回到主的话里面
And see how is this way of life.
来看我们来看这样的生活是怎样的生活
And whether we are really living in it.
是不是我们真正的活在这样的生活里面
If you look in the church in Jerusalem
我们若是看耶路撒冷的教会
Because when you think of this way you better begin with the big from the beginning
因为当我们想到这个路的时候这个生活方式的时候我们需要回到最开始
You find that on the day of Pentecost there were 120 believers
我们知道在五旬节有120个信徒
Now these 120 believers they had followed the Lord maybe for a few years
这些信徒他们跟随了主有几年
they were veterans
他们是
老练的 And in one spirit they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里，他们被浸成一个身体。
Formerly, they were just 120 individuals.
以前他们是120个个人。
If you look at each individual, each one is a spiritual giant, we may say.
你们看这我们若是看120个人中间的任何一个人，我们可以说他是一个属灵的伟人。
But now, when you look at them,You lose sight of these individual giants.
是现在，你看着120个人，你就不会看见，你就看不见中间有一个属灵的伟人。
You find there are in 120 members of the one body of Christ.
你就看见他们是120个肢体在一个基督的身体里面。
When Peter stood up, the 11 apostles stood with him.
彼得站起来，十一个使徒一同站起来。
Peter was the one who spoke.
彼得说话。
But the 11 stood by him.
但是那十一个人就站在他旁边。
To show that we are one.
他告诉别人说我们是一体的。
What you say is what we say.
他说的是我们说的。
We are of one mind, of one speech.
我们是一个意念，一个说，一个话。
And then on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 were added.
在五旬节那天有3000个人加入了。
Now they were new believers.
他们是新的信徒。
And yet you find They were together.
你看见他们在一起。
Whether you had believed the Lord for many years,
不论你是不是信主许多年，
or whether you just newly born again,
还是你刚刚重生的，
you find they were together.
你看见他们在一起。
And they persevered, they continued.
他恒心。
In the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
遵守使徒们的教训和交通。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，What were these people doing?
这些人在那里做什么
？They continue on with the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
他们恒心遵守使徒们的教训和交通。
Because at that time it was the apostles who taught them.
因为在那个时候是使徒们在教导他们。
Now, what is the teaching of the apostles?
使徒们的教训是什么呢？
Here you discover that the teaching is singular number.
这里你注意到教训是单数。
But the apostles are plural in number.
使徒们是多数的。
There were at least 12 apostles at that time.
在那个时候至少有12个使徒。
But their teaching is one.
但是他们只有一个教训。
Not that Peter has his teaching.
也不是说彼得有彼得的教训。
John has his teaching.
约翰有约翰的教训。
James has his teaching.
雅各有雅各的教训。
Everyone has his teaching.
每个人有每个人的教训。
No.
不是的。
You find their teaching is one.
你看见他们的教训只有一个。
It is true.
的确的。
That to each there is a special day there.
对他们每个人来说是有一点特殊。
We say that Peter is the apostle of hope.
是有一点特点，我们比如说，我们说彼得是盼望的使徒
，because his experience is Christ，
因为他经历了基督。
He found that Christ is really his hope。
他发觉基督实在是他的盼望。
Many times he was disappointed。
许多次他对自己很失望。
Many times he failed。
许多次他失败了。
He even denied the Lord three times。
他甚至于否认主三次。
But the Lord restored him。
但是主恢复了他。
His hope is in Christ。
他的盼望在乎主。
So in his teaching, you find hope is very evident.
因此，在他的教训当中，你发觉盼望是很显明的。
You read First Peter.
当你读彼得第一章，彼得前书
，and you find that.
你就发现了那个。
We say John is the apostle of love.
我们说约翰是爱的使徒。
Because he leaned upon the breast of the Lord.
因为他的头靠在主的胸怀。
He know the love of Christ so much.
他知道基督的爱这么多。
And when you read his gospel or his epistles.
或你读他的他的福音或者你读他的书信。
You taste of love.
你这个尝到了爱的滋味。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
it is true that each apostle has a special specialty.
的确每一个使徒有他的特点。
Has a special emphasis.
有他特别的强调。
And yet you find the teaching is only one.
但是你看见那个教训只有一个。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because all that they teach is what they have received from the Lord.
因为所有他们所教导的教训的是他们从主所领受的。
You remember the Apostle Paul said,
你记得使徒保罗说
What I have delivered you to you, I have received from the Lord.
我所传给你们的是我从主所领受的。
The apostles has nothing of their own to teach.
使徒们没有他们自己的东西来教导。
They do not have their own teaching.
他们没有他们自己的教训。
They only teach what they are taught by the Lord.
他们只教导主所教导他们的。
And the teaching is the teaching of Christ.
教训是基督的教训。
But it is being taught by the different apostles.
但是是被不同的使徒把它教导出来。
Now, dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
you know, even Martin Luther,
就是算是马丁路德
he was very glad with Paul's teaching.
他很喜欢保罗的教训。
But he thought James' teaching was rubbish.
但是他觉得，雅各的教训不值得什么。
He said he can fight the Reformation with Galatians.
他说，当我改教的时候，我可以用加拉太书来征战。
But the epistle of James is an epistle of straw.
但是雅各书只不过是一个稻草。
How can you fight with it?
你怎么能用它来打仗？
He think that.These two apostles teach different teachings.
他以为这两个使徒教不一样的东西。
But thank God we know better.
但是感谢主，我们知道的比这更多。
We know that whether it is Paul or James.
我们知道，不论是保罗，不论是雅各。
Whether it is Peter or John.
不论是彼得或者是约翰。
They have only one teaching.
他们只有一个教训。
It's the teaching of Christ.
是基督的教训。
It is Christ.
是基督。
We know nothing but Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
别的我们都不知道，我们只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
And here you find all these people, they continue on in the teaching of Christ.
我们看到所有这些人，他们恒心遵守使徒们的教训和教导。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
the problem today is
我们今天的问题。
Everyone seems to have his own teaching.
每个人好像有他自己的教训。
And you find some people say, I prefer this teaching.
我们看了有些弟兄姊妹说，我喜欢这个教训。
And I prefer that teaching.
我喜欢那个教训。
And some said, I'm of Paul.
有的人说我是属于保罗的。
Some say, I'm of Apollo.
有的人说我是属于亚波罗的。
Some say, I'm of Cephas.
说有的人说我是属于基法的。
And some say, I'm exclusively of Christ.
说有的人说只有我是属于基督的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
is Christ divided?
基督能分开的吗？
Is his teaching divided?
基督的教训能分开的吗？
No, his teaching is one whole.
部，他的教训是一个整体的。
It is so full，
是这样的丰富。
That it covers many many areas，
它包括了所有的各样不同的方面。
And yet it is one teaching，
但这是一个教导，一个教训。
So they just follow the teaching of the apostles，
因此他们恒心遵守使徒们的教训。
That is the way to live the body life，
那是过身体生活的方式。
How do we live this body life？
我们怎么过身体的生活呢
？By the teaching of Christ，
是靠着基督的教训。
Whatever the Word tells us，
不论主的话告诉我们什么
，We follow，
我们愿意遵守。
And then we are in the way。
那然后我们就在他的路上。
You find not only the teaching of the apostles，
你发觉不但是使徒们的教训
，but also the fellowship。Of the apostles，
而且是使徒们的交通。
You know, teaching alone may give you the impression that it is something for you to think over。
教训这件事让你觉得好像是让你想想的。
To ponder over，
是让你仔细的思想。
But actually, there is no action。
可是这没有行动。
But there is the fellowship of the apostles。
可是也有使徒们的。交通
the teaching has to be balanced with the fellowship.
教训必须用交通来让它平衡。
And here again, you see the same thing.
这里我们看见同样的事。
The fellowship is singular number.
交通是一个单数的字。
But apostles are plural number.
使徒们是一个多数的字。
Many apostles.
许多的使徒。
One fellowship.
一个交通。
Not that Paul has his own fellowship.
不是说保罗有他自己的交通。
So now you belong to Paul's fellowship.
是你是属于保罗的交通里。
And you belong to Peter's fellowship.
你是属于彼得的交通里。
No.
不是这样。
No matter how many apostles they are.
不论那里有多少个使徒。
The fellowship is one.
交通只有一个。
What is that fellowship?
那个交通是什么
？In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书。第一章第九节
We are all called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
我们都被召进入神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
We are all called into the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
我们都被召进入神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
We do not belong to this fellowship or that fellowship.
我们不是属于这个交通或者那个交通。
We belong to one fellowship.
我们是属于一个交通。
And this is the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
这是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
That is his fellowship with his Father.
这是他与父之间的交通。
And now this fellowship is extended to us.
现在这个交通延长到我们。
And we are included in that fellowship.
我们也包括在那个交通的里面。
He shares his Father with us.
他把他的父分享给我们。
So that we may know God as our heavenly Father.
好让我们知道父是我们天上的父，我们知道神是我们天上的父。
The Father shares his Son with us.
父把他的儿子跟我们分享。
So that we know who the Son is.
好让我们知道儿子是谁。
And what he is to us.
他对我们是如何的一位。
And we have a part in him.
我们在他里面是一部分。
That is fellowship.
这是交通。
It is delivered to us through the apostles.
是使徒们所传给我们的。
Because in 1 John chapter 1,
因为约翰一书第九第一
章 John said,
第九节
What we have seen and heard and contemplated.
约翰说我们所看见所听见所摸过的。
And what we have known, the word of life.
我们所知道的就是那生命的道。
We have reported to you.
我们已经报告给你们
that you may have fellowship with us.
好让你们可以与我们有交通。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son.
我们的交通是与父和子的交通。
So brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹
what they have fellowship with the Father and the Son.
他们与父和子之间的交通。
They deliver to us.
他们传给了我们。
That we may have fellowship with them.
好让我们可以与他们有交通。
And we may fellowship with the Father and the Son.
好让我们可以与父和子有交通。
So it is one fellowship.
所以这是一个交通。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Thank God.
感谢神。
We can share together.
我们可以一同分享。
We can be taught together.
我们可以
taught.
哦，我们可以在一同被教导。
We can practice what we are taught in the fellowship.
我们可以在交通的里面来实行我们所被教的。
And that is body life.
这就是基督的生，这就是身体的生活。
That is how we live in the body.
这是我们在身体里面怎么样的活。
And especially in two things.
特别在两件事上。
They are very, very demonstrated.
这是给我们看到的。
One is breaking of bread.
一个是薄饼。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
why do we break the bread together?
我们为什么一同薄饼呢？
Because the breaking of bread is not only following the teaching, but also practicing the fellowship of the apostles.
因为我们在一起薄饼，不只是因为是跟随这个教训，而是我们在一起行使徒们的交通。
Our Lord Jesus said, "This do in remembrance of me."
我们主耶稣说，你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
As we break bread together,
当我们一同擘饼的时候，
we have communion with the Lord and with one another.
我们与主交通，我们彼此交通。
It is in the spirit.
这是在灵里。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
the Lord's table is very, very important to us.
主的桌子是非常非常要紧。
Unfortunately, you find among Christians today.
很不幸的，我们今天在基督徒中间。
The Lord's table is very much neglected.
主的桌子是被藐视了。
By taking part at the Lord's table,
当我们一同来在主的桌子面前，
we demonstrate that we live in the body.
我们是显出来我们是活在身体里面。
We hold fast the head.
我们持守我们的头。
We have communion with the head.
我们跟头有交通。
And communing with the members of the same body.
我们与身体里面其他的肢体有交通。
Before we break the bread,
当我们擘饼以前，
this bread represents the physical body of Christ.
这个饼代表我们基督的肉身的身体。
In that body, he was broken for us.
在那个身体里面，他为我们擘开。
It is a demonstration of his love for us.
显出他对我们的爱。
He gave himself to us.
他把自己给我们。
To be our life, to be our food.
成为我们的生命，成为我们的粮食。
But after we broke the bread,
但是当我们把饼擘开的时候，
even though on the plate, the bread is disappeared.
虽然在盘子上好像那个原来的饼是没有了。
But when God looked down from heaven,
可是当神从天上看下来，
he saw the bread among the people.
他看见那个饼就在他的百姓当中。
Every one of us has a piece.
我们每一个人都有一部分。
And putting together is the bread.
当我们连放在一起的时候，就是那个饼。
That is the church.
那就是教会。
One bread, one body.
一个饼，一个身体。
And we are all fellowshipping in that one body.
我们都在这个身体里面交通。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So every Lord's day, we demonstrate our body living.
因此，每一个主日，我们在这里表现我们基督我们身体的生活。
And another thing that will express our body living.
另外一件事情，我们表现我们身体的生活。
And that is prayer.
是祷告。
Now the prayer here is not our personal prayer.
这个祈祷并不是说我们个人的祈祷。
Of course, personally, we need to pray.
当然，个人我们需要祷告。
But the prayer here is corporate prayer.
但是这里所说的祈祷是
团体的祈祷。That we come together to pray as one.
当是我们来在一起，像一个人这样祷告。
If two of you agree on earth on anything.
若是两个人能够同意在世上同意任何事情，
And the Lord will hear us.
主就听见了。
Of course, according to His will.
当然，这是根据他的旨意。
So, brothers and sisters,
因此弟兄姊妹，
again, you find this is something being neglected among God's people.
这个我们也看见在神的百姓中间被忽略了。
Usually on the Lord's day.
通常在主日。
Maybe some people just come from for the teaching.
可能有的人就来到这边要听一篇道。
At the Lord's table, only a few.
擘饼聚会很少人来。
But after the Lord's table, when you have the message, the place was filled.
嗯，博饼聚会完了，开始讲到了，这个教堂坐满了人。
And then during the week you have prayer meeting.
嗯，周间有祷告聚会。
And you find only a few birds were there.
你看见只有少数几个在。
Most people do not care about it.
大部分人不在乎。
How can you say you are living the body life?
你怎么能说你是过这个身体的生活
？If you do not join together in prayer.
若是你不能够在一起祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
it is most important that we come together and pray as one body.
最要紧的事情是我们能够在一起像一个人那样的祷告。
And these are the two most practical things.
这是两件最实际的事情。
To show forth that we continued on the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
来表现出我们恒心遵守使徒们的教训和交通。
When you read chapter 2 of the book of Acts,
当你读使徒行传第二章的时候，
what do you see there?
你在那看见什么呢？
How these people live?
这些人如何的生活？
You find that they were together.
你看见这些人在一起。
And they were not only together physically.
他们不但他们肉身在一起居住。
And they were together in spirit, in heart, and in soul.
但是而且他们的灵、他们的心、他们的魂都在一起。
And with one accord, they were together.
同心合意，他们在一起。
And you find they were completely delivered from self-possessiveness.
你看见他们完全被自己控制自己的东西这个想法里面释放出来。
You know, a very basic human instinct is self-possessiveness.
你知道我们人一个最基本的一个直觉。就是要自己拥有东西。
This is mine.
这是我的。
It belongs to me.
是我的。
You look at the children.
你看看孩子们。
They are playing together.
他们在一起玩。
And they share their toys.
他们那个玩具彼此在一起玩。
But after a while,
一下子之后，
you find something happen.
你就听到事情了。
And one child said, "This is mine."
有个小孩说这是我的。
And they said, "This is mine."
那一个另外一个说这是我的。
No, we have that instinct.
是我们在里头有那个本能
to possess
就是要抓要拥有
but here you find something wonderful
可是这里我们看见一件事情奇妙
they were all delivered from self-possessiveness
他们都从自己拥有这件事情里面被释放出来
they were delivered from that individualistic ideas
他们把从自己的个人主义里面被释放出来了
they were together
他们在一起
They share together.
他们彼此共用。
They love one another.
他们彼此相爱。
They are one.
他们是一。
They broke the bread.
他们一同擘饼。
They met together in the temple.
他们在圣殿里面彼此聚集。
Most likely, in Solomon's porch.
所以很可能是在所罗门廊。
And they met together at every house.
他们在挨家擘饼。挨家聚集。
They broke bread from house to house.
挨家擘饼。
And they enjoy their food with thankfulness.
他们用欢喜诚实的心用饭。
They live in such a way.
他们过这样的生活。
That the world look at them.
世界上看的时候。
They have never seen such a scene before.
从来没见过这样的事。
No matter, many were added.
难怪许多人就加入了。
It is their way of life.That attracts people.
因为他们生活的方式，生活的样子，
more than just what they preach.
比他们口里所说的更要紧。
It is their life together.
是他们在一起的生活。
That touch people's heart.
摸到了人的心。
Now that you find in the church in Jerusalem.
那就是你在耶路撒冷教会看见。
And of course, Jerusalem has its peculiar circumstances.
当然，耶路撒冷有耶路撒冷特别的情况。
Because on the day of Pentecost, Jews came from all over the world.
因为在五旬节那一天，犹太人从世界各地来了。
They came to attend the feast.
他们来这里过节。
But when they believe in the Lord Jesus,
但是当他们在那里接受了主耶稣。
Many people did not go back to their homes.
许多人没有马上回家。
They all stay in Jerusalem.
他们都留在耶路撒冷。
So those who live in Jerusalem will open their home.
所以那耶路撒冷的人就把自己的家打开。
My home is yours.
我的家是你的家。
Come and live with me.
来跟我一起住。
And they share food together.
他们 饭都大家一起共吃。
And because of the need there.
因为有需要。
So some people will sold their properties.
所以有的人就把自己田产卖了。
And so that the need will be met.
好让这个需要就可以得到满足。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
whether we should practice to share everything in common is another matter.
我们是不是能够把我们东西都卖了，然后大家一起共用，这是另外一回事。
But during revivals, such things usually happen.
可是当复兴的时候，这些事情通常发生。
And if there is a need, such things do happen.
若是有这个需要，这些事情发生。
But the important thing is,
可是要紧的事情是
are we delivered from our individualism?
我们是不是可以把我们从自己的自我主义里面被释放出来
？I, my, mine.
我的。
Are we so delivered?
我们能不能够被这样的释放
？That we can see we are members of one another.
我们是不是可以看见我们彼此是肢体
？And really love one another.
实在彼此相爱。
Not in words.
不是在口里。
But in deeds.
但是在我们的实际的行为。
Now this is the Christian way of life.
这是我们基督徒生活的方式。
This is the body living.
这是身体的生活。
And when the body is so lived.
当我们身体这样的生活
it is so healthy,
这是就会这样的健康
that it began to grow.
你就开始长大了
many were added.
许多人进来了
The same thing happened in Antioch.
安提阿也是一样
If you turn to chapter 11,
若是你来到使徒行传十一章
you find when the gospel is preached, was preached to Antioch.
你看见福音传到安提阿
In the beginning, those Jewish people,
一开始的时候，那些犹太人
who believe in the Lord Jesus,
他们相信了主耶稣。
They went there. They only preach to the Jews.
他们到那里去，只向犹太人传福音。
But they were Greeks.
但是也有希利尼人。
They were at the in Jerusalem during Pentecost.
就是这些希利尼人在五旬节的时候在耶路撒冷。
Probably they were devout Greeks.
他们很可能是很敬虔的。希腊人。
And now they believe in the Lord Jesus.
他们现在信了主耶稣。
So when they went to Antioch,
当他们回到安提阿的时候
they preached to the Greeks.
他们就向希利尼人，向这个希腊人来传福音。
And the Holy Spirit began to work.
圣灵在那里开始工作。
And many turned to the Lord.
许多人都转向了主。
So when the church in Jerusalem heard about it,
因此当耶路撒冷教会听到这个消息
you know, they sent Barnabas there.
他们就差遣巴拿巴去。
I think it is very, very interesting.
这是很有意思。
Because the church in Jerusalem does not send John and Peter there.
因为耶路撒冷教会没有差遣彼得或者约翰。
And if they sent John and Peter there,
若是他们差遣彼得和约翰
probably it means that now you believe in the Lord Jesus.
所以可能他们的意思就是。现在你们相信了主耶稣。
Now you come under our wing.
你现在就到我们翅膀底下。
We the church in Jerusalem is the mother church.
我们耶路撒冷的教会是母教会。
Now your Antioch is the daughter church.
现在你安提阿就是女儿教会。
You come under our jurisdiction.
你来被我们来管。
No.
不是这样。
They sent Barnabas.
他们差遣巴拿巴。
Barnabas was a Hebrew Jew, a Hellenistic Jew.
巴拿巴是一个希腊的。
He has the Greek background.
他是有希腊的背景。
So he will understand these people better.
他能够了解希腊人。
And he was a man with big heart.
他是一个有心胸宽广的人。
He was a son of consolation.
他是安慰之子。
So the church sent him there.
所以教会就差遣他去。
Not in the sense of trying to absorb the church into Antioch.
没有这个意思，要把安提阿来收在他们的管理底下。
But rather to show sympathy.
而是把同情带去。
To show we are one.
而且告诉他们说我们原是一个。
We want to help one another.
我们要彼此帮助。
And Barnabas was a good man.
巴拿巴是一个好人。
And he was full of the Holy Spirit.
他充满了圣灵。
So he helped them.
他帮助他们。
When he saw the thing, he was glad.
当他看见这些事情，他心里喜悦。
He was not envious.
他不在那里嫉妒他们。
He was glad.
他心里喜悦。
And he encouraged them.
他鼓励他们。
To continue on with purpose, abiding in the Lord.
带着目的来继续住在主的里面。
And the Lord began to add people in.
主就慢慢地把人数加给他。
And Barnabas realized it was too much for him.
巴拿巴觉得这个事情对他来说太多了。
So he went to Tarsus to find Saul.
所以他到大树找到扫罗。
And asked Saul to come and work together with him.
他要扫罗跟他来一起工作。
Now Barnabas was not going to say, "Well, this is my territory."
巴拿巴没有说这是我的领土。
It is mine.
是我的。
Nobody can come.
没有人能来。
No.
巴拿巴不是
这样。He realized his limitation.
他知道他自己有限。
He was humble enough.
他自己很谦卑。
To ask a younger brother to come and help.
他就要求一个比他年幼的、年轻的弟兄来帮助他。
And for 1 year,
一年的时间
，they were with the people.
他们与神的百姓在一起。
They were teaching the disciples there.
他们在那里就把神的话来教导门徒。
And these people believe in the Lord Jesus.
这些门徒信了主。
They were so taught.
他们有被这样的教导。
They grew so spiritually.
他们在属灵里面有这样的长进。
They manifest Christ in such a corporate way.
他们这是在一起充分地彰显基督。
So the world said these are Christians.
所以世界上说这些人是基督徒。
They earned that name.
他们是
赚
得到了那个名字。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
We are called Christians.
我们被称为基督徒。
Do we earn it?
我们是不是赚得了那个名字？
Are we worthy of it?
我们配不配那个名字？
Sometimes I think I'm not worthy to be called a Christian.
有时候我觉得我不配被称为一个基督徒。
This is the body living.
这是身体的生活。
So here you find in the book of Acts.
因此我们在使徒行传所看到。
We have those examples.
我们有这些例子。
Oh, how I thank God.
我多么感谢主。
That before the epistles, you have the gospel and the book of Acts.
所有书信以前有福音，有行传。
Because this is the way God always works.
因为这是神做事的方式。
He would do it first.
他先做了。
And then he would teach us.
他然后才教导我们。
To tell us what has happened.
他告诉我们什么事情已经发生了。
This is the right order.
这是正确的次序。
Because if you reverse the order.
若是你把次序改了。
You teach first.
你先教导。
There's always the problem.Of trying to put the teaching into practice by your flesh.
总有这一个问题，就是想把你的教训成为实际做出来，靠着你的肉体。
And that turns it into law.
那就把这件事情成为了一个律法。
And letter.
成为了一个字句。
And the letter kills.
字句杀死。
But here you find first the life.
所以这里我们先看到生命生活。
And then tell you what that life is.
然后告诉你生活应该是如何。
The potentials of that life.
就是这个生活到时候有多何等的美丽。
The life is already there.
生命已经在里面。
So everything comes out instead of put on.
所有的事情从里面出来的，而不是从外面加进去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Our problem is everything is put on.
我们问题是我们所有事情都从外面加进去。
And it is not something that comes out from within.
不是从里面活出来的。
So it is man-made, it is not a matter of life.
因此这是人手所做的，而不是生命里面出来的。
So here we see how God's people live together as the body.
所以这里我们看见神的百姓如何作为他的身体来生活。
And then the epistles began to teach us.Tell us what has happened.
然后书信才告诉我们什么事情已经发生了。
And we should follow this life.
我们就可以跟随这样的生命生活。
Then life will grow and grow and grow.
那这样的生命生活就会生长生长。
So then if you turn to the epistles,
所以当我们回到书信的时候
you find the epistles is full of the teachings on body living.
所以你就看见书信里面是充满了关于身体生活的教训。
Usually you find the first part of each letter is on life.
经常我们看书信开始的时候都是讲到生命。
And the second part is on living.
第 第二部分就讲到生活。
He does not teach us how to live before we have life.
他不在讲到生命以前，他不会告诉我们怎么生活。
Because if that is the case,
如果是那样的话
we are not what it is.
我们就不是该有的情况。
And we try to be like that.
我们不是那个样子。
It is like a monkey trying to act like a man.
好像一个猴子要活得像一个人一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is not so.
这不是这样的。
So you find when you read the epistles,
当我们读书信的时候，
first it tells us what that life is.
他先告诉我们生命是怎样的样子。
For instance, in Romans,
比如说罗马书，
the first 11 chapters,
前面的十一章，
tell us what God has done for us in Christ Jesus.
他告诉我们神在耶稣基督里帮我们做了什么。
What is Christ to us?
就对我们来说，基督是什么？
And after we see, receive all the mercies of God,
当我们领受了神一切的怜悯，
then we are exhorted, no, beg. Beg. Begging.
Oh.
求。
那我们是不是被高举了呢？还是我们，对不起。
Are we just being exhorted, being encouraged?
我们是不是被在那里受到鼓励？
All are we being begged?
还是对，是我们是在这里被劝告的呢，还是我们在这里被求？
So you find in Romans chapter 12.
罗马十二章。
Therefore, brethren,
因此弟兄姊妹，
by the mercies of God,
靠着神的怜悯，
I beg you,
我求你们，
to present your bodies a living sacrifice,
把你们身体献上当作活祭。
After you present your body as a living sacrifice,
当你把你的身体献上当作活祭，
then what happened?
那什么事发生了？
You discover.
你发现
you're now in the body.
你现在看见你就在基督的身体里。
Now how are you going to live that body life?
那你怎么样过身体的生活呢？
Do not be high-minded.
不要自高自大。
And do not look upon yourself as bigger than what you really are.
不要看自己过于所当看。
But to think wisely.
但是好好的聪明的想。
Do not think that you are the body. You are the body.
不要觉得你自己就是这个身体。
You are only a member of the body.
你不过是身体里面的一个肢体。
So be faithful as a member.
因此就作为一个肢体讲，就是那样的来忠心。
If God gives you the gift of prophecy,
若是神给你一个说预言的那个恩赐，
then prophesy according to the proportion of faith.
那就根据你信心的程度来说预言。
If God makes you an eye,
若是神让你成为一个眼睛，
then look for the body.
那你为了身体的缘故来看。
Don't try to be an ear.
不要想做一个耳朵。
Be faithful and according to the proportion of faith.
根据你信心的程度，好好的来忠心。
If God made you a member to serve,
若是神让你成为一个服侍的肢体，
maybe a hand or a foot,
或者是一个手或者是脚，
and then serve diligently,
那你就要殷勤的来服侍。
Every member does its part,
每一个肢体做量给他的，
and it is all for the increase of the body,
都是要为了身体的增长。
Let love be unfeigned.
愿意爱不是虚假。
Let brotherly love be there.
愿弟兄中间彼此相爱。
And let us serve the Lord diligently.
让我们殷勤地服侍我们的主。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this is living the body life.
这是活出一个身体的生活。
You are not just living alone.
你不是单独的过活。
And everything is just for your own self.
什么事情都为我自己。
You find your living.With the other members of the body.
你发觉你是跟其他的肢体一同生活。
So we need to love one another.
因此我们需要彼此相爱。
And encourage one another.
彼此勉励。
And if you continue on with the book of Romans,
若是你在罗马书继续读，
you'll find we need to receive one another.
我们需要看到我们需要彼此接纳。
As Christ has received us.
好像基督接纳了我们一样。
To the glory of God.
荣耀归给神。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
this is something that we have sinned very much.
这是一件事情，我们在这里犯了罪。
We do not receive one another.
我们没有接纳彼此。
If our brother or our sister,
若是我们弟兄姊妹，
has a different understanding of the word of God.
对于神的话有不同的理解。
All has a different experience than of ours.
或者跟我们的经历有所不同。
We say you are not of us.
我说你不是我们的。
We have no fellowship.
我们之间没有交通。
We cannot receive you.
我们不能接纳你。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
How we hurt the head.
我们多么伤了我们的头。
Receive one another.
彼此接纳。
As Christ has received us.
像基督接纳了我们。
To the glory of God.
荣耀归给神。
If you read 1 Corinthians.
若是你读哥林多前书。
Yeah, we will say 1 Corinthians certainly does not tell us body living.
当然我们说哥林多前书哪里告诉我们关于身体的生活呢？
These believers in Corinth.
这些哥林多的信徒。
They were so carnal.
他们这样的属肉体。
They live everything opposite.To the very principle of the body life.
他们的生活，他们所的样式，完全跟身体的生活不同。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Through the negative, we learn the positive.
从负面，我们学到正面的功课。
So here, if you open 1 Corinthians.
因此，我们打开哥林多前书。
Chapter 1 to chapter 4.
第一章到第四章。
You find it talks of division.
我们看到他那里讲到。分门别类。
God's people are divided.
神的百姓分门别类。
Some say I'm of Paul.
有的人说我是属于保罗的。
Some say I am of Apollos.
有的人说我是属于亚波罗的。
Some say I'm of Cephas.
有的人说我是属于基法的。
Some say I'm of Christ.
有的人说我是属于基督的。
Paul brought me to the Lord.
保罗带我信主。
So I'm for him.
因此我是他的，我是跟他的。
Some say Apollo helped me with his teaching.
有的人说，亚波罗的教训帮助了我。
So I follow Apollo.
因此我是跟随亚波罗的。
And some said Peter is the orthodox one.
有的人说彼得是正统的。
Because he came from Jerusalem.
因为他从耶路撒冷来的。
And he was one of the apostles, early apostles.
因为他是最早的使徒之一。
And so we trace to the very orthodoxy.
因此我们要回到正统。
So I'm for Peter.
因此我是跟随彼得的。
And some people are superficially or super pseudo spiritually.
有的人是特别有的人很肤浅，可是是假的属灵。
You don't know.
你不懂。
I'm of Christ.
我是属于基督的。
Christ is bigger than Peter.
彼得对不起，耶稣基督比彼得更大。
He is more orthodox.
他比彼得更正统。
He is bigger than Apollos.
他也比亚波罗更大。
He is bigger than Paul.
他也比保罗更大。
I am for Christ.
我是跟随他的。
So you are all out.
因此你们都不如我。
Is Christ divided?
基督是能分的。
Why are you so small?
为什么你这样的狭窄？
Paul is yours.
保罗是你的。
Apollo is yours.
亚波罗是你的。
Cepha is yours.
基法是你的。
Everything is yours.
什么都是你的。
And you are Christ.
你是属于基督的。
And Christ is God's.
基督是属于神的。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
That's body living.
这是身体的生活。
In Christ.We are one.
在基督里，我们是一。
Then you continue on chapter 5 to chapter 7.
那我们来到第五章到第九章。
You find these people who are called Christians.
你们看到这些被称为基督徒的人。
They live to the shame of the Lord Jesus.
他们过一个生活，让我们的主耶稣羞耻。
There was sin in their midst that you couldn't even find in the world.
在他们中间所做的事，你在世界上找不到。
And they don't care.
他们不在乎。
They sue one another in the Gentile courts.
他们在外邦人的法庭里面彼此相告。
They were very loose in their living.
他们私生活非常不检点，非常的松散。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Certainly, this is not body living.
当然，这不是身体的生活。
But what is body living?
但是身体的生活是什么呢？
Paul said.
保罗说
，Our Passover is Christ.
Our Passover. 我们的逾越节是基督。
Now we are in the feast of unleavened bread.
我们现在是在无酵节。
The church is like three meals.
教会是像三顿饭。
Offer to the Lord.
是是献给主。
So purge out the leaven.
因此把那个酵把它除掉。
We must live our life as with unleavened bread.
我们必须过我们的生活像那无酵饼一样
with sincerity and truth
里头有诚实有真理
brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹
this is what the church is
这是教会需要的
in the body life
在身体的生活里
there should be no leaven
应该没有酵
all the leaven has to be destroyed
所有的酵面都需要除去
that we may keep the feast in purity in sincerity
好让我们可以让这个节让我们的节是一个简单的是单纯的纯节
And then you find from chapter 8 to chapter 9
那我们看第八节第八章到第九章
How the children in Corinth they indulge themselves
在哥林多的那个神的百姓他们放松自己
How they want to enjoy life
他们要享受生活。
They enjoy good food.
他们要享受吃的东西。
They want to have parties.
他们要有宴会。
So they went to the temple and eat things offered to idols.
他们就到庙里面去吃那个献给偶像的东西。
They thought they had the knowledge.
他们觉得他们有知识。
But there was no discipline.
但是他们里头没有不检点。
So Paul said.I discipline my body.
所以保罗说我管制我的身体。
To put it under me.
叫身服我。
If my brother will stumble because I eat meat.
若是我吃肉而我的弟兄绊倒。
I would rather not eat it.
我就宁可不吃肉。
I have to live by love, not by knowledge.
我必须要根据爱来活
10,
我不能够根据我的知识来活
chapter 10 to 14
第 十章到第十四章
you find there was confusion there
你看见那里有很多的混淆
at the breaking of bread there was confusion
在擘饼的时候他们有很多的混淆
because in the beginning you find they usually put the love feast and the table together
那许多年以前那个时候他们的爱宴和擘饼是在一起的
but the love feast became something wild
可是爱宴就变成了一个很没有规矩的一个情形。
Those who were rich, they eat by themselves with wine until they are drunk.
有钱的人，他们在把他东西再拿给他们自己吃，喝酒一直到喝醉。
And those who are poor, they sit there watching.
没钱的人就坐在旁边看。
And after that, they broke the bread together.
然后他们在一起擘饼。
Isn't that a contradiction?
是不是很奇怪的事
？So Paul said no.
所以保罗说不能这样。
What we have received and delivered to you was not that.
我们所领受、所交给你们的不是这个样子。
Only the table.
只有桌子。
The love feast is another thing.
爱宴是另外一回事。
So from there on, you find these two things are separated.
从那个开始，这两件事情就分开了。
Confusion.
这是一个混淆。
And from these confusion,
从这个混乱的里面
we learn that our God.Is the God of order.
我们知道我们的神是有次序的神。
There is a spiritual order there.
是的确是有一个属灵的次序。
The head of Christ is God.
基督的头是神。
The head of all men is Christ.
男人的头是基督。
The head of woman is man.
女人的头是男人。
There is an order.
有这个次序。
Not equality, unequality.
这不是。不平等。
So far as life is concerned, it is equal.
这对于就生命来说，这都是平等的。
But so far as order is concerned,
可是就次序来说
，God sets an order.
神定了一个次序。
And with that order, His work can be done.
根据那个次序，神的工作可以做成。
And then you find in chapter 15 and 16.
那我们看到哥林多前书第 15章、16章。
In the church in Corinth, there were people even doubt if there was resurrection.
在哥林多，甚至于有人怀疑有没有复活之事。
And if you have doubt about resurrection,
若是你怀疑复活
，then you can live loosely.
那你就可以很松散的过活。
Eat and drink, for tomorrow you die.
你今天就吃就喝，明天就要死了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹
，so you find there was rebellion.
我们就看到那里又有这个反叛。
But in the church,
但是在教会里
，the life of the church,
教会的生活
，it is faith and obedience.
是信和顺服。
Now we can go on and on and on.
我们可以一直讲下去。
But our time is up.
但是我们时间没有了。
So anyway, you find the Bible has much to say about body living.
可是我们看见圣经有许多讲到身体生活的东西。
But remember, the living is not something put on.
可是我们要记得，生活并不是从外面强加上去的。
It is something live out.
是从里面活出来的。
So the more you know the life of Christ,
所以你若是知道基督的生命更多，
the more you're able to live out Christ,
你就更多的能够活出基督的生命。
And this is true individually and also corporately.
对个人说是这样，对我们团体说也是这样。
So may the Lord help us.
因此求主帮助我们。
That this matter of the body to us is a reality.
让这个身体，他的身体对我们是一个实际的。
It is heavenly.
是属天的。
But it can be practiced on earth.
但是我们在世界上，我们可以活出来。
To the glory of God.
荣耀归给神。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for all Thy mercies and grace.
主啊，我们感谢你，你给我们一切的怜悯和恩典。
Thou hast gathered us together these few days.
主啊，这几天你召聚我们在一起。
And Thou art with us.
主啊，你与我们同在。
How we praise and thank Thee for everything that Thou hast blessed us with.
我们实在赞美你，感谢你为这一切的事情。
Now as we are going to our different places.
主啊，当我们回到我们不同的地方，
we pray that we may go rejoicing in the Lord.
主啊，我们求你，当我们回去的时候，我们满心喜悦。
We pray that our Holy Spirit will continue to remind us of what we have seen and heard.
主啊，愿意你的圣灵一直不断地提醒我们，我们所听到，我们所看到的。
Until nothing is being lost.
一直到没有一件事情会失掉。
That it will bear fruit unto thy praises.
让我们结果子，让赞美荣耀归给你。
To God be the glory.
荣耀归给我们的主。
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.